I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Stop and Practice Series. If someone's missing a tooth, someone had a tooth that fell out, one of the options that a dentist can provide is to give a removable partial denture. As opposed to an implant, which the tooth is permanently placed in someone's mouth, you could have a removable partial denture, which you're able to remove it. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Samachay Amud Aleph, towards the middle of the Amud, discusses such removable partial dentures. But as opposed to such dentures that we're familiar with, that are meant to blend in and shouldn't be noticeable, the Gemaras were made out of silver or made out of gold. And the Gemara makes a distinction regarding Hotzah on Shabbos, whether such a woman who has this removable partial denture, whether she's able to walk outside on Shabbos with such a fake tooth. And the Gemara makes a distinction whether it's made out of silver or made out of gold. And Rashi explains, why is there such a distinction? Why does it make a difference whether it's made out of gold, that by gold it's a problem? Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation is because it looks funny. It stands out. And therefore, because a woman may be embarrassed, more embarrassed than having a missing tooth, is having this gold tooth, there's a concern that she may walk outside on Shabbos and be in Rosh Hashanah and remove such a tooth in Rosh Hashanah. Alternatively, Rashi explains that because it's gold, because it's so chashav, because it's so expensive, it's so special, we have this concern that a woman may remove it. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Gimel Sif Yud Beis only quotes the first explanation. Im chaser achas mishinah, if a woman's missing one of her teeth, umisima acher b'mkoma, and places another tooth in its place, imu shel zav, if it's made out of gold, lo teitzibo, she can't walk outside on Shabbos. The kevan shemishuna b'mara mishar shinayim, since it looks differently from all of the teeth, duma mevazula, maybe people would embarrass her. V'shakala umamtia, she's going to remove it and continue walking, and there will be a problem of hotzah. But if it's made out of silver, since it blends in with the other teeth, it's mutter. And obviously that would be the halacha with the removable partial dentures that we have today, that it presumably wouldn't be a problem. But this is all with the assumption that a woman wouldn't typically remove it in the middle of the street, which I do understand to be the mitzias. The Toldos Shmuel, the Meir Klein, published a sefer in 1930, which he addresses this scenario. In his time, it was very prevalent. Many people had golden teeth. Even if they're removable, Toldos Shmuel writes that it wouldn't be a problem to walk outside on Shabbos, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's a problem, even though the Gemara says it's a problem. And the Toldos Shmuel explains because society changed. It's not abnormal anymore. It's so prevalent that there's no reason for someone to be embarrassed by it. In fact, he has an interesting language. He says, if anyone finds it funny, Yitmu Alav will wonder about that person. Why do you find it funny? It's so prevalent. Are you not involved in society? Don't you understand what's happening? Why would it be abnormal to you? With the advent of Invisalign, it's a style of braces, which is see-through, which a person's supposed to wear throughout the day, but you're supposed to remove it when you eat, when you drink, for hygiene reasons, to make sure that the Invisalign doesn't get stained. The question has to be asked, are you allowed to walk outside in Rosh Hashanah with Invisalign on Shabbos? There are other issues that can be addressed as well, whether there's a problem with refuah on Shabbos. The poskim say it's not a problem, but what about walking outside on Shabbos? So I saw a wonderful sefer, Rabbi David Katz, he's a doctor, lives in Tinek, I think, in which he quotes a conversation that he had with Rav Feinstein. Rav Feinstein thought it wouldn't be a problem. And that is because even though you're supposed to remove it when you eat, when you drink, such activities typically don't occur in the middle of the street. It typically occurs in Rosh Hashanah, in someone's home. And therefore, when you're walking down the street, since there isn't a concern that you're going to remove the Invisalign, there's no problem of wearing it outside of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos.